सतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे Gita in your hands. So this verse is glorifying the Ananya Bhaktas.
Ovaj stih slavi Ananya Bhakta.
What is an Ananya Bhakta?
Šta je to Ananya Bhakta?
Krishna was explaining this question in the last chapter, the 8th chapter.
Krishna dao odgovor na to pitanje u prošlom poglavlju, u osmom poglavlju.
He had explained that there are two ways of passing from this world.
Objasnio da postoje dva načina da se napusti ovaj materijalni svet.
These were like, you could say, traffic streets through the planetary systems.
To možemo si predstaviti na način da to je kao neki saobraćaj kroz kosmos.
Now, when a person leaves this world at the light phase, he will go to the spiritual world and not return, but when he leaves in the dark phase, he will go first to the moon planet, but afterwards again be born in this world through the semen of a man.
I kada osoba napusti telo u fazi svetlosti, prvih šest meseci godine, onda odlazi iz ovog materijalnog sveta, napušta materijalni svet, ulazi u duhovni, međutim kad napusti u mračnoj fazi, onda se vraća.
Yes. So, but the Ananya Bhakta, that is the devotee who has only Krishna in his mind, he doesn't have to care for these two pathways, which are very important for the mystic yogi. Krishna takes them to him, no problem.
Ali za Ananya Bhakte to ne predstavlja nikakav problem. On ne mora da brine za te, za tu svetlu i tu mračnu fazu, već on, pošto on potpuno usredsređen na Krishna, Krishna ga uzima k sebi.
Here in this verse Krishna explains that he personally carries to these devotees, to these Ananya Bhaktas, whatever they need, he takes care of all the needs.
I Krishna on stihu objašnjava da on u stvari se brine o takvim baktama, on im daje sve što im je potrebno i također čuva da ne izgube ono što imaju.
And he will explain in this chapter how you can become such an Ananya Bhakta.
I on će vam poglavlju isto objasniti kako osoba može da postane takav Ananya Bhakta.
Who's personally taken care of by God.
Koga lično pazi Bog.
See, if we would say now, we have just heard from Mr. Milošević that he considers you his best friend.
E sad zamislimo da nekome ovde neko sazna da Milošević je rekao da smatra tu osobu svojim ličnim prijateljem.
We would immediately think, well, this is sometimes very useful to have such a mighty friend.
I onda bi pomislili, pa veoma je korisno imati ponekad tako nekog moćnog prijatelja.
Because he could give us land, maybe money, contacts.
Jer mogao bi da nam da zemlju, novac, također veze neke.
So here Krishna will explain in this verse, in this chapter, how you can become such a close person to Krishna.
I on stihu, u stvari u ovom poglavlju, Krishna će da objasni kako možemo da postanemo takav bliski prijatelj Krishne.
That Krishna will take personal care of you.
Da će se Krishna lično pobrinuti za vas i brinuti za vas.
This will solve all our problems.
I to će rešiti sve naše probleme.
Psychological.
Psihološke.
Friendship.
Prijateljstva.
Financial problems.
Također ovaj monetarne probleme.
If Krishna takes care of you, Admabu.
A kad Krishna brine za nas, onda nema problema.
You have no more. No, if Krishna takes care of you, Admabu, Admabu, that's a devotee. Yes, Admabu.
Ako se Krishna za Admabua,
you have no more financial problems.
Financijski problema.
Isn't
it? Zar nije tako?
Are you interested to hear how this works out?
Da li ste zainteresovani čuti kako to funkcioniše?
Yes, this sounds very real, relevant to our situation.
To je prilično značaj za našu situaciju.
So, in this verse, Krishna says, Vaham yaham, I carry what they need.
I u ovom stihu Krishna kaže, Vaham yaham, ja im donosim ono što im je potrebno.
Now this is different from the Sanskrit word karomyaham, that is I arrange that they have everything.
E sad veoma je važno tu vidjeti da je to drugačije od reči karomyaham, što znači ja ću da uredim da oni dobiju.
Vahami, the Sanskrit word means that Krishna personally takes care. He does not make an arrangement that someone is cared for.
Vahami znači da Krishna se lično brine za tog baktu. On ne pravi aranžmane da se neko drugi pobrine za njega.
The commentaries tell us that just like a householder will take care of the needs of his children in a very personal way, so Krishna also will take care of the needs of his devotees in a very personal way, not through some arrangement by the material energy.
I Vahamiham znači, komentatori kažu da je to isto kao kad se neki porodični čovjek brine za svoju decu. Znači on lično se brine za decu, ne pravi aranžmane da se neko drugi brine.
So I think you can now understand why this ninth chapter is called the most confidential knowledge.
I mislim da onda znate zašto se od deveto poglavlje zove najpoverljivije znanje.
It is there is called most confidential because it brings you into the direct family of God.
Zove se najpoverljivije jer nas dovodi u vezu, u neposrednu porodičnu vezu sa Bogom.
Therefore, in the very beginning of the ninth chapter, Krishna tells Arjuna that he is bringing one qualification which entitles him to get this most confidential knowledge.
In which chapter?
At the beginning, first verse.
In u stvari u prvom stihu ovog devetog poglavlja Krishna kaže, objašnjava koja je to kvalifikacija koja nas stavlja u taj položaj.
He says, see, only very special people get this knowledge, and Arjuna is one of them, because his qualification is he is never envious of Krishna.
Samo specijalni ljudi dobijaju to znanje i njegova kvalifikacija je da nikada nije zavidan na Krishna.
What does it mean to be envious of Krishna?
Šta znači biti zavidan na Krishna?
Let us see if you also have this qualification, or maybe you are disqualified.
Da vidimo da li vi imate tu kvalifikaciju ili je nemate.
Envy, to be envious of Krishna means you think, oh, actually he does not exist.
Biti zavidan na Krishna, to znači u stvari da mislimo da on u stvari ne postoji.
Or, now this gets very subtle, to be envious of Krishna means if you hear about Krishna, you become disinterested and space out.
Ili, sad ovo je malo subtilnije, da ako čujemo za Krishna, postanemo nezainteresovani, onda jednostavno odlutaju na misli negdje drugdje.
So we can see in the course of the lecture how qualified you are.
Sada vidimo tokom lekcije koliko ste kvalifikovani.
Then, in the third text, Krishna tells Arjuna, listen Arjuna, you need to bring one qualification for if you want to go, understand this chapter, this most confidential knowledge.
Sad kasnije Krishna kaže da potrebna još jedna kvalifikacija da bi se shvatilo to najpovjerljivo znanje.
You need to be faithful in your spiritual life.
On kaže da moramo imati vjeru u svom duhovnom životu.
The development of that faith is the process of Krishna consciousness.
I razvoj te vjere, to je proces svjesnosti Krishna.
If you cannot have faith in Krishna consciousness, most probably you will slip after some time.
I ako nemamo vjeru u svjesnost Krishna, onda vjerovatno ćemo se okliznuti nakon nekog vremena.
You may be officially engaged in devotional service, but if you do not have faith that by Krishna consciousness all your needs will be taken care of, then you will fall back from the path to repeated birth and death. That's what Krishna kaže.
I ako nemamo tu vjeru u svjesnost Krishne, čak možemo službeno biti angažovani u predanom služenju, ali nakon nekog vremena ćemo pasti iz tog položaja.
Now, therefore, in the in text 4, Krishna explains knowledge about him which gives us faith in him.
Sad u četvrtom stihu Krishna nam daje znanje o tome kako da steknemo vjeru u njega.
He says, by me in my unmanifested form this entire universe is pervaded.
On kaže, svojim neispaljenim oblikom prožimam čitav ovaj univerzum.
This reminds us of a verse where Krishna says that everything rests upon his energies like pearls which are strung on a thread.
Ovo nas podsjeća na jedan stih koji kaže da sve počiva u ovom univerzumu kao nit, kao perle nanizane na nit.
Yes. See, you cannot always see the nit.
A ponekad ne možemo da vidimo, sorry, često ne možemo da vidimo nit.
Yes, the nit. So in the same way you cannot see Krishna, but everything is resting on him just like the pearls who are on the resting on the invisible neat. That sounds correct.
I ako ne vidimo uvek Krishna, ali u stvari sve počiva na njemu kao perle na toj niti.
Then Krishna says, but although everything is resting on me, I am not present in this universe.
Ali onda Krishna kaže, iako sve počiva na meni, ja nisam u ovom univerzumu.
Arjuna says, well, Krishna, now you have just contradicted yourself.
A Arjuna kaže, e pa, Krishna, sad si se, sam si sebi protivrečio.
If everything is resting on you, you must be everywhere.
Ako sve počiva na tebi, ti mora da si svuda.
Otherwise, how does it work?
Inače, kako to onda funkcioniše?
Now Krishna says, well, don't you remember, Arjuna? I am beyond your material logic.
Ali Arjuna, zar se ne sjećaš, ja sam iznad tvoje materijalne logike.
But let me give you an understanding so that an example that you can understand.
Ali da vam objasnim, da vam dam primer koji možete da shvatite.
This is in text 6. He says, understand that as the mighty wind blowing everywhere rests always in the sky, all created beings rest in me.
Zato to je analogija. Kaže, shvati da kao što snažni vetar koji suda duga uvijek počiva na nebu, sva stvorena bića počivaju u meni.
See, in the sky there's everything, right?
Na nebu tamo je sve jednostavno.
In the air.
Sve u stvari lebdi u vazduhu, sve postoji, opstoji u vazduhu.
Also the wind.
Također i vetar.
The wind at the same time is independent from the air. It moves.
Ali vetar je istovremeno nezavisan od tog neba, od tog prostora. On suda duva, ide suda.
And the air, the mighty space, has nothing to do with the movements of the wind.
A moćni prostor, moćno nebo, nema nikakve veze sa tim vetrom koji duva po njemu.
In the same way, everything, just like the wind, is existing in Krishna.
Isto tako sve, kao što vetar postoji u prostoru, tako sve postoji u Krishna.
But Krishna is detached from everything.
Ali Krishna je odvojen od svega.
That's the first point which Krishna makes in order to help Arjuna to understand his greatness and develop faith in him.
I to je prva poenta koju Krishna iznosi tako da bi Arjuna stekao veru, sorry, znanje i veru u njega.
And then he explains that everything comes out of him and goes at the beginning of the creation and goes back to him, into him at the end of time.
A onda on objašnjava da sve na početku kreacije izlazi iz njega, iz Krišne, a onda se na kraju kreacije vraća u njega.
In text 8 he says, the whole cosmic order is under me.
I onda u stihu 8 on kaže, ceo kosmos je u meni.
The material nature is working under my direction.
I materijalna kreacija deluje pod mojim vodstvom.
But then in the 11th then he says, but fools still don't understand me.
Ali onda u 11. stihu kaže, ali budale me još uvijek ne shvataju.
Who are these fools?
Ko su ti budale?
Prabhupada compared them with little ants.
Prabhupada ih je uporedio sa mravima.
The mrav may walk on your arm and think, well, here I'm in the jungle.
So mrav može
sweaty, sweaty, you know, the humid. Yeah.
Sad mrav može da vam hoda po ruci i misli, sad sam ja u džungli, još vlažna je zemlja i ono.
Let me bite.
Daj da ugrizem.
Yeah. This is how the fools, they are in Krishna, but they are very close to Krishna, but they can't see him.
Tako isto budale, oni su jako blizu Krishna, ali ne mogu da ga vide.
But then, in contrast to them, there are the great souls who worship Krishna.
Ali sad nasuprot njima stoje velike duše koje obožavaju Krishna.
Krishna says that these souls are never deluded.
I Krishna kaže da takve duše nikada nisu obmanute.
And he describes what are their activities.
I on opisuje šta oni rade.
This text 14, always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before me, these great souls perpetually worship me with devotion.
To je stih 14. On kaže, uvek pevajući moje slave i trudeći se s velikom odlučnošću, te velike duše me neprestano obožavaju s devocijom, klanjajući se predamnom.
So these are four types of activities which the great souls do.
Znači, to su četiri vrste aktivnosti koje vrše velike duše.
First of all, they are always speaking about Krishna.
Pre svega, uvek govore o Krishna.
Have you seen, you know, sometimes when people are very much enthusiastic for something, they always talk about it.
Da li ste nekad primetili kad su ljudi jako entuzijastični za nečim, onda ja stalno govore o tome.
For instance, when the new grihastas, newly wedded grihastas are together, they always talk about their wives. Oh, she has such good qualities, and she knows cooking, and she dresses like a queen.
Recimo, kad su neki novopečeni muževi se sastanu, onda stalo ovaj razgovaraju svojim ženama kako dobro kuva.
I have personally heard.
Ja sam lično slušao takve priče.
Or, you know, if musicians are there, they will always talk about music and saxophone and booty boo and so on.
Ili kad se sastanu muzičari, onda obavezno pričaju o muzici, o saksofonu, kako svira.
They think it's very sweet to talk about these subjects.
Oni misle
da... Or football people, they always talk about Pele and this Argentinian football star and this Serbian basketball star. And they are just totally into sports, morning till evening. Lele, bladi, bladi, bladi. Isn't it?
Ili kad se zastanu futbaleri, onda obavezno o futbalu je reč, Pele, Maradona, ne znam, Vlada Divac.
Yeah. So this is how the devotees will always talk about Krishna. They will not stop.
Ali bhakte, oni će uvek govoriti o Krishna. Oni nikad neće da prestanu da govore o Krishna.
The next thing is they will endeavor with full determination.
A kao drugo, oni će se truditi s velikom odlučnošću.
The example is being given like a householder who always endeavors to secure wealth for his family. This is how a devotee will always work for Krishna.
Primjer za to je porodični čovjek koji će non stop da se trudi da stekne bogatstvo za svoju porodicu, da se obogati, da ima kuću. Tako se bhakta trudi za Krishna.
Yes. And then the devotees bow down before Krishna.
Onda bhakte se klanjaju pred Krishna.
Yes. Srila Baladev Vidyabhushana says they do obeisances in the temples and fall like sticks to the ground.
I Baladev Vidyabhushan komentariše da oni se odaju poštovanje u hramu i padaju kao štapovi na tlo.
Yes. Not caring for dust and mud out of love for me.
I uopšte ne gledaju da li je blato ili je prašina zbog ljubavi prema meni.
This is how the great souls worship Krishna. They chant about him, they give their best, all this, and they pay their obeisances.
To je način na koji se velike duše trude za Krishnu. Oni jako teško rade za njega i odaju poštovanje.
And then Krishna explains that there are also others who are not like these great souls.
A onda Krishna objašnja da postoji drugi koji nisu kao takve velike duše.
Who worship him in a different way.
Koji ga obožavaju na drugačiji način.
Actually in three different ways.
U stvari na tri drugačije načine.
First of all, there is the lowest class of worshipper.
Kao prvo se navodi najniža klasa obožavatelja.
he thinks he is also God.
on misli da on također Bog.
So he worships himself.
I onda on obožava sebe.
Yesterday I just happened to read a letter from someone who cited a Mayavadi philosopher.
Juče mi je pao u ruke neki tekst nekog ko je citirao nekog Mayavadi filozofa.
In this Mayavadi had this meditation, I'm moving the stars.
I Mayavadi je meditirao, ja pokrećem zvezde.
By my power, the clouds come and give water to the parched fields.
I zahvaljujući moje snazi, oblaci dolaze i onda daju kišu na tlo koje je isušeno.
I'm moving the stars.
Ja pokrećem zvezde.
He thought he was God.
On je mislio da je on Bog.
I only was shaking my head. I couldn't. It was just so wild. I've never heard of it, you know.
Ja sam samo klimao glavom. Mislio sam to je stvarno ludo.
Then the next one is a Pritagvena, that is someone who worships demigods.
Onda kao drugo se navodi onaj ko obožava polubogove, Pritagvena.
And the third one who does not worship Krishna is the worshipper of the material universal form.
I kao treći tu je onaj ko obožava Krishna kosmički oblik, koji ne obožava Krishna lično.
So ultimately all these really only worship Krishna.
E sad na kraju krajeva svi oni stvari obožavaju samo Krishna.
Why?
Zašto?
Because in text 16 Krishna explains I am the ritual, I am the sacrifice.
Jer u stihu 16 Krishna objašnjava ja sam obred, ja sam žrtvovanje.
Prabhupada was saying there are people who worship God by chanting Om.
I Prabhupada objašnjava da postoje ljudi koji obožavaju Boga recitujući mantru Om.
And they think now we have nothing to do with this Krishna of the Hare Krishna devotees.
I oni sad misle mi nemamo nikakve veze sa Hare Krishna bhaktama.
But Prabhupada said, but you rascal, I'm that Om. Krishna says.
A i takvim ljudima Krishna kaže vi nitkovi, ja sam taj Om.
Yes, this is how Krishna is all the different identical with the different processes of transcendental realization.
I znači to je način na koji Krishna u stvari je istovetan sa svim tim procesima samospoznaje.
And someone who worships the universe as God,
i onaj ko obožava univerzum kao Boga,
he should know that I am Krishna, is the father of this universe.
I on bi trebao da zna da ja Krishna, ja sam otac tog univerzuma.
In this way everyone really worships Krishna, some know it, some don't.
I na taj način svi u stvari obožavaju Krishna, neki to znaju, a neki ne.
Yes, he makes this very very clear.
I on to čini veoma jasno.
Then in the last after explaining so many processes of elevation,
i na kraju nakon što je objasnio sve te razne procese uzdizanja,
Krishna explains what it means to directly worship him and how easy it is.
Krishna tek onda objašnjava kako je, kako ga neposredno treba obožavati, kako je to u stvari lako.
This is in text 26, Patram pushpang phalang toyam yomi bhaktya prayachati. It says, if one offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, fruit or water, I will accept it.
I to je objašnjeno u 26. stihu. Krishna kaže, ako mi neko s ljubavlju devocijom ponudi list, cvet, plod ili vodu, prihvatit ću njegovu ponudu.
Now it's extremely simple in comparison to bring these things for Krishna.
E sad, to je prilično jednostavno pribaviti te stvari za Krishna.
Yeah. It's so difficult to go through this mystical yoga processes.
Ako uporedimo to sa tim mističnim yoga procesima, to je jako teško.
Or the very complicated rituals which are mentioned in the Karmakanda process.
ili svi ti teški obredi koji su spomenuti u procesu Karmakande.
But it's so easy really to worship Krishna.
I u stvari tako jednostavno obožavati Krishna.
However, this verse must be analyzed.
Međutim, ovaj stih treba analizirati.
In this verse, two times the word bhakti appears.
U ovom stihu dva puta se pojavljuje reč bhakti.
That means that your offering of a leaf, a flower, fruit or water must be done with bhakti, with love.
To znači da tu ponudu cveta, lista, vode treba učiniti s ljubavlju.
Krishna is more interested in the love than in the things.
Krishna je više zainteresovan za ljubav nego za stvari.
This is very clear in a Krishna lila. When Krishna went to the court of the Kauravas, they had arranged a huge banquet for the night.
To je veoma lepo predstavljeno u jednoj priči o Kurujima, gde je Krishna posetio neku veliku svečanost, gde je priređen jedan veliki banket, znači ručak.
The best cooks of the land had come together.
Najbolji kuvari u zemlji.
And when it was time to serve the banquet, the whole aristocracy was there. Only Krishna, for whom this banquet was made, was missing.
I kad su se svi sastali, i gosti, i oni kuvari koji su kuvali, svi su bili tu, međutim samo je Krishna nedostaje za kog je to spremljeno.
Duryodhana was furious. He sent his men to look for Krishna, but they couldn't find him.
I Duryodhana se jako naljutio i poslao čak svoje ljude da nađu Krishna.
Krishna was at the house of Vidura.
I Krishna otišao u kuću Vidura.
His devotee.
Kuću njegovog bhakte.
And Vidura's wife was so excited.
I Vidurina žena je bila preplavljena srećom.
That she served bananas to the Lord.
Zato što je mogla da gospodina posluži bananama.
But because she was so nervous, she threw away the meat of the banana, that's a fruit, and served Krishna the peel.
Ali pošto je bila toliko uzbuđena, onda je u tom velikom uzbuđenju batila banane i poslužila kore od banana.
And Krishna accepted.
I Krishna u stvari to prihvatio.
So in the morning,
ujutro,
he came to Duryodhana.
On je došao do Duryodhane.
Duryodhana said, where were you?
A Duryodhana rekao, gde si ti bio?
We had this wonderful food.
Mi smo tako divan ručak spremili.
Oh, said Krishna. I'm not hungry.
Krishna rekao, nisam gladan.
To eat, two things must be fulfilled.
Da bi ja jeo,
no, one of two conditions must be fulfilled.
Da bi ja jeo, jedan od dva uslova mora da budu ispunjena.
One is, one must be hungry.
Jedan je, osoba mora da bude gladna.
Or the other condition is that the person who offers the food must do this out of love for the person whom he offers this.
Ili, s druge strane, osoba koja nudi hranu mora da to čini iz ljubavi onome koji nudi.
So, have you this experience also? You're not hungry, but someone offers you food out of love, and then you have to take.
Da li imate to iskustvo da niste gladni, ali neko vam neko vas tera da jednostavno nudi vam nešto iz ljubavi i onda vi morate da prihvatite.
Yesterday evening I was in this situation. I really did not want to eat, but what can you do when the people love you so much who offer the food, then you just have to surrender.
Yeah. Sam ja bio u takvoj situaciji, jednostavno nikako mi se nije jelo, ali kad vam ljudi sa tako puno ljubavi nude, onda morate da prihvatite.
So Krishna says, my dear Duryodhana, you made this huge feast, but see, first condition, I have a transcendental body, I never get hungry.
E sad, Krishna to objašnjava. Duryodhani. Kao prvo, Duryodhana, ti si napravio taj, tu veliku gozbu, ali kao prvo ja imam transcendentalno telo, ja nikada nisam gladan.
Therefore, I could not eat.
Stoga nisam mogao da jedem.
And the second condition was also not fulfilled because you don't love me.
I drugi uslov isto nije bio ispunjen jer ti me ne voliš.
Therefore, also I could not eat.
I stoga također nisam mogao da jedem.
So when we Krishna has made the path to him very easy.
Krishna u stvari učinio put prema njemu veoma lakim.
You have to just the other worshippers have to meditate and meditate and but in Krishna consciousness you just have to bring some water, some flower, some fruit.
Oni koji slede neke druge procese obožavanja, oni moraju toliko puno strogosti da ulože, da meditiraju i tako dalje, a kad ste u procesu predanog služenja, samo jednostavno ponudite nešto voća i vode.
But it must be done with bhakti.
Ali to mora da bude učinjeno sa bhakti.
Krishna wants bhakti.
Krishna želi tu bhakti.
All he needs is bhakti.
Sve što mu je potrebno je bhakti.
This means if someone who has no devotion but makes a show of devotion at the time of his offering, Krishna will not accept.
I to znači da neko ko nema devocija u stvari pravi show da ima devocije, u stvari u trenutku kad treba da ponudi Krishna, Krishna to neće da prihvati.
The flower should be planted in devotion.
Cvet mora da se posadi sa devocijom.
It should be grown in devotion.
I treba ga odgajati u devociji.
It should be picked in devotion.
Također ga treba ubrati sa devocijom.
It should be carried to the altar in devotion.
I treba ga odneti na oltar sa devocijom.
It should be offered in devotion.
I ponuditi ga sa devocijom.
Then Krishna will accept it.
Onda će ga Krishna prihvatiti.
Or if you bring food,
ili ako Krishni prinesete hranu,
you should go in devotion to the supermarket.
Treba sa devocijom otići u samoposlugu.
Choose the apple in devotion.
I sa devocijom izabrati dobre jabuke.
This will be good for Krishna, this apple.
Ova jabuka će biti dobra za Krishna.
Buy it in devotion.
Kupiti je sa devocijom.
Bring it home in devotion.
Doneti je kući sa devocijom.
Cut it in devotion.
Naseći je sa devocijom.
And offer to Gornitai in devotion.
I onda ponuditi sa devocijom Gornitajima.
Do you understand the point?
Da li sada te pointa?
It's devotion.
To je devocija.
Which matters.
Što je važno.
Not your foolish Kali Yuga apple.
Ne vaša budalasta jabuka iz Kali Yuge.
Yeah. You're all shocked.
Svi ste šokirani.
This is what this verse means.
To je o stvari što znači ovaj stih.
Let us not be naive.
Nemojmo biti naivni.
Let us not think, oh yeah, Krishna consciousness is very simple.
Nemojmo misliti, o, svjesnost Krishna, to je lako.
And make a show.
I da pravimo show.
Let us become devotees with devotion.
Postanimo
in a devoted heart.
Postanimo bhakte sa devocijom i sa devocijom u srcu.
Yes. Everything you do should be full with a heavy weight of devotion.
Sve što radite treba da je puno težine devocije.
Mm-hmm. This is also the difference between nishkam karma and bhakti.
I to je u stvari razlika između nishkam karme i bhakti.
Yeah. See, the nishkam karma it is the one who has no desire, he will do something and then offer the result to God.
Recimo niškam karmi, on će da radi neke delatnosti bez želje, mislim bez žarke želje da učestvuje u tome i ponudit će te rezultate Bogu.
That means he will first do something and then surrender the fruits.
Znači on će najpre uraditi nešto što želi, a onda će da preda plodove.
In bhakti you first surrender.
U bhakti najpre se predate,
and then you do something.
I onda radite.
My dear Lord, whatever I do with my body, mind and senses, this is what I will do for you.
I tako osoba kaže, dragi moji gospode, šta god uradim sa svojim umom, čulima i inteligencijom, molim te to reći što treba uraditi.
After explaining this, Krishna goes on.
I nakon što je to objasnio, Krishna nastavlja.
He says in the next text that whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away, whatever austerity you perform, do that, O son of Prita, as an offering for me, and in this way you will be free from karma.
I on to kaže u tom 27. stihu, da sve što radiš, sve što jedeš, sve što nudiš ili daješ i sve strogosti koje vršiš, o Kuntin sine, ponudi meni.
So then, after having explained the super excellence of devotion, Krishna moves on and describes his relationship with the devotees.
I nakon što je objasnio izvrsnost devoci, on nastavlja, Krishna nastavlja da objašnjava svoj odnos prema bhaktama.
He says, Arjuna, I'm neutral to everyone.
On kaže, Arjuna, ja sam neutralan prema svakome.
I'm equal to them all. Whatever they want, I give them.
Ja sam jednak prema svima njima, što god oni požele, ja im dam.
But whoever is my devotee and renders service to me personally, he's my friend. He is in me, and I'm also a friend to him.
Ali kogod je moj prijatelj, kogod je moj bhakta, ja sam u njemu, on je u meni, ja sam u njemu također.
So Arjuna thinking, oh Krishna, you are partial.
Arjuna kaže, Krishna, pa ti si pristrasan.
You have some feelings of sympathy and antipathy.
Ti tu unosiš osjećanja pristrasnosti, u stvari simpatije i apatije.
You like your devotees more than the non-devotees.
Ti više voliš svoje bhakte nego abhakte.
This is a weakness.
To je slabost.
See, you have this sometimes in Yugoslavia. You have these high-ranking government officials, and they always give money to their family members. Isn't it? Do you have this here?
Pa nekad imate neke velike zverke u vladi, da oni non-stop daju svojim svojoj rodbini novac i tako.
And we feel in a way that's not so good. I mean, they are so attached to the family. They break all rules and regulations. They are just so, you know, it's not a real strong. It doesn't show for a good character.
Mi u stvari nemamo baš neku simpatiju prema takvim ljudima, jer to ne pokazuje karakter. Oni krše sva pravila i propise službenika u vladi.
But Krishna, some say God should be totally neutral and equal to everyone.
E sad neki kažu da Bog bi trebao da bude jednak, potpuno nepristrasan, jednak prema svakome.
But Srila Prabhupada explains Krishna's favoritism to the devotee shows just a strength in him.
Ali Prabhupada objašnjava u stvari kako ta pristrasnost prema bhaktama samo ukazuje na snažnu odliku Krishne.
Krishna is partial to his devotees and becomes the enemy of his devotees. Krishna is partial to his devotees and he becomes the enemy of he who is the enemy to his devotee. Krishna is partial to his devotees and he becomes the enemy of he who is the enemy to his devotee.
Znači, Krishna je u stvari pristrasan prema svom baktu, prema svom bakti, i postaje neprijatelj prema onome ko je neprijatelj njegovog bakte.
Yes, Krishna told this to Duryodhana even.
I Krishna to u stvari rekao i Duryodhani.
He says, listen, anyone who is envious and an enemy of the Pandavas, he is also my enemy.
I on njemu rekao, slušaj, svako ko je zavidan na moje bakte, na Pandave, on također moj neprijatelj.
And such a person cannot prosper.
I takva osoba ne može da dostigne blagodat.
So this, my dear listener, shows a very great secret in transcendental science.
I dragi moji slušalci, to pokazuje stvari veliku tajnu u transcendentalnoj nauci.
As the indwelling super soul of everyone, Krishna is equal to everyone.
Jer kao nadduša koja prebiva u svačijem srcu, Krishna je jednak prema svakom.
He gives to the kami who wants, oh, money, honey, he gives.
Karmiju ko želi novac i med, on njemu to daje.
If they want it strong enough, they get from the super soul their desires.
I ako to stvarno žarko žele, onda to biva ispunjeno, na dušu to ispunjava.
But as Bhagavan, that is the supreme personality of Godhead, who is the origin of even super soul, Krishna is very partial to his devotees.
Ali kao Bhagavan, kao svevišnja božanska ličnost, koji je također izvor nad duše, Krishna je veoma pristrasan prema svojim baktama.
He says, these devotees are in my heart.
Krishna kaže, takvi bakti su u mom srcu.
And I am also in their heart.
I ja se nalazim također u njihovom srcu.
And he makes it very clear. I must be a little brisome if I talk too long about it. I can talk another time about this in detail. It's very sweet. But in the next chapter he says how he is partial.
Se da malo skratim, u stvari Krishna u sljedećem poglavlju objašnjava kako je on pristrasan.
He says, even if my devotee commits the dirty,
čak ako bakta izvrši, uradi najgnusnije nešto, ako je utemeljen u predanom služenju, njega treba smatrati svetim.
So Arjuna hears this.
E sad, Arjuna je to čuo.
And he thinks, Krishna, is it really so that if someone makes an abominable activity, you still support him?
I sad Arjuna pita Krishnu, da li je to stvarno tako da ako neko uradi nešto gnusno ti ga podržavaš?
I can imagine if your devotee acts saintly that he is moksha.
Mogu da zamislim da ako je bhakta sveta osoba da može da prođe.
But if he does nonsense,
ali ako radi gluposti,
then he is not saintly Krishna.
Onda nije svet Krishna.
But Krishna replies.
Ali Krishna odgovara.
No! In every regard he is a sadhu.
U svakom pogledu on je sadhu.
Because he is properly determined to serve me.
Jer ima pravu odlučnost da me služi.
He's thinking, I'm unable to give up the sinful activities and I will certainly go to hell.
I on razmišlja na ovaj način. Ja ne mogu da se odreknem ovih grešnih dela i svakako ću otići u pakao.
But I will not give up devotional service to Krishna.
Ali neću da napustim služenje
Krishna. And for this determination, Krishna accepts him as saintly.
I zbog te odlučnosti Krishna ga prihvata kao svetog.
If his mind and intelligence remains fixed like this,
i ako njegov um i inteligencija ostanu tako
zadrženi, he will overcome all difficulties and in due course of time become saintly.
On će prevazići sve prepreke
or become all right,
i ubrzo će doći na pravi put.
Yes. So then he attains lasting peace.
I tada dostiže trajni mir.
Yeah. So Arjuna now gets very worried.
Sad Arjunu počne da progone brige.
Yeah, it's a very intense part in the Bhagavad Gita.
To je veoma intenzivan deo Bhagavad Gita.
He says, how if a devotee does bad things, why do you support him?
On ponovo kaže, kako to da ako bhakta radi loše stvari, kako ga ti možeš podržavati?
And what will the people say?
Šta će ljudi reći?
He does abominable activities and you say I consider him saintly because in due course of time he will be all right.
On radi odvratne stvari, a ti kažeš ja ga smatram svetim jer ubrzo će on se ispraviti.
And then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explained and Krishna gets angry.
I onda Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur objašnjava kako Krishna se kako Krishna postaje veoma ljut, njegove oči se otvaraju.
Looks with these eyes on Arjuna.
I on velikim očima gleda na Arjunu.
My devotee, and he says, Kauntiya Pradijani, my devotee never perishes.
I onda Krishna izgovara taj stih da moj bhakta nikad ne propada.
Even if he dies, he does not go down.
Čak i ako napusti telo, ako umre, on se ne degradira.
So Arjuna puts his hands on his head and say, many people will not agree to this, Krishna.
Sad Arjuna stavlja ruku na glavu i misli, pa mnogi ljudi se neće složiti s tim.
How can I help them understand this?
Kako da im pomognem da to shvate?
See, like sometimes I've heard in the Beograd temple, devotees are disagreeing amongst themselves and say, he is a Nitkov. No, he is a Nitkov.
Ponekad dođe do nesuglasice i onda jedni druge ljudi nazivamo nitkovima.
Balkanska temperamenta, yes.
To je balkanski mentalitet nova.
So Krishna's opinion is, no, everyone is, if he is determined to serve, if his mind and intelligence is fixed on me, sadhu, sadhu.
I Krishna kaže, ne, svako je svet koji je usredsređen i utemeljen u služenju mene.
So Arjuna is having difficulties with this.
I Arjuna ima veliku teškoću da to shvati.
How can I convince the people of this?
I da prihvati, kako da uverim ljude u to?
And then Krishna says, Gopal, wait, this is very important. Then Krishna says, take mridangas.
I onda Krishna kaže, uzmite mridange.
Take karatas.
Uzmite karatas.
Take drums.
I bubnjeve.
And bang everything loudly.
I razglasite glasno.
And go to where they are speaking like this.
I odite tamo gde oni tako govore.
And raise both hands in the air.
Podignite ruke
and taken of all. You can't, this is the most important part of the lecture, dear Prachanda. You have to put your mind again on, take a vow.
Dajte zavet.
In my name.
U moje ime.
And say like this.
I recite ovo.
The devotees of the Lord, even if improperly behaving, will never perish.
Gospodovi bakte, čak i ako se ne ponašaju lepo, nikada neće propasti.
And when you speak like this,
i kad govorite tako,
all the people will fall at your feet and say,
svi ljudi će pasti pred vaše stopale i reći,
O Arjuna,
O Arjuna,
you are my guru.
Ti si moj guru.
So then Krishna ends the chapter.
I Krishna završava poglavlje.
And he says, Arjuna, now you have heard.
I on kaže, Arjuna, sad si čuo?
About the glories of devotion.
O slavama predanog služenja.
Now I will tell you in very short words what you should do.
Sad ću ti u kratkim crtama izneti što treba da radiš.
And let me summarize again to you what Krishna has said so that we can come to the high point.
Da ponovo sažmemo ono što je Krishna rekao, tako da ponovo dođemo do tog do te krajnje tačke.
He has explained to Arjuna that if he hears in a non-envious and faithful way, he will attain Krishna.
Krishna rekao Arjuni da ako sluša sa verom i bez zavisti da će dostići Krishna.
Just by hearing about Krishna.
Jednostavno samo slušajući o Krishna.
And then Krishna explains his glories.
I Krishna onda objašnjava svoje slave.
How the whole world rests on him.
Kako ceo svet počiva na njemu.
I just read how George Harrison went to Prabhupada and presented him his song Jai-ra-te-jai-ra-te-ra-te and so on.
Sjetio sam se kako je Harrison stvari prišao Prabhupada i predstavio mu svoju pesmu.
And Krishna says that, and he said, the whole world is at the feet of Krishna. And this is George Harrison.
I Harrison stvari tu isto na engleskom kaže na jednom mjestu da ceo svet se nalazi pred Krishnim stopalima.
Yes. Then he says, fools don't worship him, but the devotees do.
I onda on kaže, budale ga ne obožavaju, ali njegovi bakte ga obožavaju.
And then he explains three types of fools.
I onda on navodi te tri vrste budala.
And explains how even they.
I onda on objašnjava kako čak i oni
go to him,
mu konačno,
you know,
priđu,
think, worship him.
Kako u stvari u mislima obožavaju.
I was hearing when Michael Jackson gave a concert in Bucharest, many people worshipped him.
I ja sam čuo stvari da kad je Michael Jackson davao koncert u Bukureštu da su ga mnogi ljudi obožavali.
They also worship Krishna.
Oni također obožavaju
Krishna. Because the ability in Michael Jackson is also Krishna.
Jer ta sposobnost koju manifestuje Michael Jackson, to je stvari Krishna.
But indirectly.
Ali to rade neposredno.
And they will not posredno. They will not go to Krishna by worshiping Michael Heine, you know.
I neće otići Krishni na taj način.
Then Krishna begins to explain the glories of directly worshipping him.
I onda Krishna počinje da objašnjava kako se on može neposredno obožavati.
How it's so simple.
Kako je to tako lako.
And how he shows his favor to his devotees.
I kako on ukazuje naklonost prema svojim baktama.
And then he describes how when now the high point comes, what exactly should one do?
I sad dolazi vrhunac, šta u stvari osoba treba da uradi?
Text 34. Do you still, can you still hear, or is your mind gone?
Da li me još uvijek slušate ili vam je um odluta?
Yes. A little bit short, then I can hear.
Dobro, ako to bude kratko, onda mogu da poslušam.
So, Krishna says the first thing is always think of me.
Prva stvar koju Krishna navodi je uvek misliti na mene.
He doesn't say work, 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 work and then fall into bed and sleep in Maya.
On ne kaže radi, radi, radi teško i onda pa uveče padni u krevet i onda padni Maju.
Spava, yes. No, he says think of me.
On kaže prva stvar koju navodi je misli na mene.
And then become my devotee.
A onda kao drugo postani moj bhakta.
It is said the mind should be fixed on Krishna uninterruptedly like honey flows from a bottle.
Rečeno je da treba da bude usredsređen na Krishnu kao što med kada curi iz tegle.
Stream, uninterrupted stream.
Taj neprekidni mlaz.
Have you seen?
Ali se nekad vidio?
Do you represent? This is how the mind should think of Krishna.
I to je način na koji treba da misli na Krishna.
Yes. And then become my devotee.
I kao drugo postani moj bhakta.
Then offer obeisances to Krishna.
Onda odavaj poštovanje Krishna.
And then worship Krishna.
Onda obožavaj Krishna.
Being completely absorbed in me, surely you will come to me.
I tako potpuno usredsređen na mene, sigurno ćeš otići k meni.
Yes. This is what you should do.
I to je ono što treba raditi.
This verse is the essence of the sixth middle chapter of the Gita.
I taj stih je u stvari suština šest srednjih poglavlja Bhagavad Gita.
It is the essence of the whole Bhagavad Gita also.
I također suština cele Bhagavad Gita.
It's the key to the heart of Krishna.
I to je ključ,
ključ
koji
yes.
nas vodi u Krishna srce.
Ključ, key, yes. Hare Krishna. This is the end of this sixth, of this ninth chapter.
I tu smo došli na kraj devetog poglavlja.
I hope you enjoyed it.
Nadam se da ste uživali u njemu.
Yeah. And I hope you can apply this.
I nadam se da to možete da primenite u svom životu.
I really think in these lectures which I give, I want to wake the appetite in you to read the Bhagavad Gita.
Sorry, moja nada je da ću ovim lekcijama da vam probudim apetit za čitanjem Bhagavad Gita.
Just a little while ago, I just closed myself in a room.
Nedavno ja sam se jednom zaključio u svoju sobu.
And for 2 weeks I was not going out of the room. I was just reading the Gita and studying it.
I čitao dve nedelje, uopšte nisam izlazio iz sobe, samo sam čitao i proučavao Bhagavad Gita.
Because Krishna says, he who studies this Gita worships me with his intelligence.
Jer Krishna kaže da onaj ko proučava Bhagavad Gita, on me obožava inteligencijom.
He does the Jnana Yagya.
On u stvari vrši Jnana Yagya.
Puja.
To je u stvari puja.
So, Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Do you have any... Oh, so late already. Do you have any questions?
Da li imate pitanje?
to najodvratnije delo koje Bhakta može da počini, da ipak da se smatra svetim, da li to Krišna podrazumeva da Bhakta usled svojih vezanosti, usled svojih nekih slabosti počini neko delo prekrši principe ili tako nešto, ili se to čak odnosi čak i ako Bhakta možda pravi uvrede prema Bhaktam ili je ne ponaša se baš pravilno sa drugim osobama, ili se također odnosi na čiste Bhakte koji zbog nekih razloga možda učine nešto slučajno pogrešno pa treba se smatrati svetim. I onda još jedno pitanje.
Da tu stanemo, no? Ne, ja mogu da se... what Krishna considers as this abominable act, which he is referring to, is it that one just breaks the principles of devotional service, or secondly,
yes,
if one is making offenses to devotees and blaspheming devotees, or third, if he does it refer to a pure devotee who is already saintly, very saintly, and that he makes some occasional mistake,
mm-hmm,
fall down?
Very good question.
Veoma dobro pitanje. And then there comes also a second part which I stopped. Shall we continue?
Yeah, well, yes.
Tako, na primjer, neke odreći slušaju o tome, možda da razmišljaju na taj način, onda je okej, mogu grešiti ili da li nije problem, mogu ga smatrati svetim.
A da, ako neko sluša to, da sam taj čin slušanja je loš.
Ne, to, na primjer, neko može čuti tako nešto, da, bez obzira da Bhakta počini čak i najodvratnije djelo, ipak ga treba smatrati svetim, pa onda pomisli, nema veze, onda mogu i dalje grešiti.
Ah, or if somebody hears this statement that one can do any abominable things but still be considered saintly, so he does it how you say, he does it intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
He breaks this.
Yes. Now, I will answer this. Do you all understand his question?
Da li ste razumeli njegovo pitanje svi?
Yes. What means abominable action?
Znači, šta se smatra odvratnim, gnusnim delom?
Prabhupada says it means an accidental fall down.
I Prabhupada u stvari kaže da je to nenamerni pad.
Not something premeditated.
Slučajni pad, ne nešto na što se unapred razmišljalo.
Something which happens and despite one's will.
Nešto što se desilo jednostavno da osoba nije htjela to.
Here the Sanskrit is api chet. It means even if a devotee commit, even means he will not commit, but even if.
Znači sanskritska reč koja je upotrebljena ovdje je api, to znači čak i ako. Znači nije namjerno, ali ako se desi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can't, in other words, say, okay, I'm a devotee, I will just act like a capone.
Drugim rečima neko može da kaže, ja sam bakta, ja mogu da budem al capone.
Yeah. And then let me sin.
I onda mogu da radim grešne aktivnosti.
Such a person will not be excused by Krishna.
I tako osobi Krishna neće oprostiti.
When one has this mentality, even if he goes to the court of Yamaraj and becomes punished, he cannot be purified of this great offense.
Kada neko ima takav mentalitet, čak i ako ode kod Yamaraja neće moći da se pročisti od te uvrede.
See, a devotee who will be excused by Krishna has a great determination to reach Krishna.
Vidiš, bhakta kome će Krishna oprostiti, on ima veliku odlučnost da dođe do Krishna.
His mind and intelligence is fixed on this desire.
Njegov um i inteligencija su usredsređeni na tu želju.
He does not meditate, oh, I can do what I want and Krishna will forgive me. I want Krishna and oh, I'm sometimes so so bad, this happened again.
On ne razmišlja, ja mogu da radim što god hoću i onda ću doći do Krišne. Ne, on razmišlja, ja sam tako loš i ponovo mi se to desilo.
Sometimes I think we know what it is. Sometimes we just all of a sudden we again do this foolish thing, you know, we say this foolish thing or act in this foolish way, but we don't want it. This is excused by Krishna.
I znamo to, stvari, mi iznova pravimo neke greške, radimo neke gluposti i to u stvari Krishna, a nismo hteli, i to u stvari Krishna oprašta.
Yes. Yes. Somehow you are so tired this evening. Have you worked very hard, huh? Mm-hmm. Or maybe we need a little oxygen, maybe. Yes.
Potrebno malo kiselnika ipak da bi bili živi. Budni.
Our Akinchana Krishna or Akinchana Gochara. Oh, the best name. He will save us. Yes, thank you very much.
They want more.
Yes, gospodin.
Da, gospodin.
For expanding the subject of such accident of falling down. Actually, a good answer to few of my questions that I wanted to ask already. But there is one thing that I wanted to clear. Formerly, I heard a very unusual opinion from a few devotees, initiated devotees, even one brahmana, and the opinion was that if one will use something for Krishna, it means that one can even treat people, for example, take people's money by cheating or stealing. If that money is used for service of Krishna, that's all okay. When I spoke against it, I was told that I still have a material concept of justice.
We can explain everything with our philosophy.
Можемо все объяснить, то є аргумент.
Yes,
shall I translate this so that everybody knows question? Nedavno je čuo neki argument da u stvari može.
Izvinjam se što raskažem temu o učenim padlojima. Ranije sam čuo od nekolicine bakta, inicijanih čak jednog bramane, jednu veoma čudnu ideju da ako će nekome upotrebiti stvari za Krišnu, da može čak da vara ljude, da varajući uzimaju ljudima novac, varajući ih, kradući, ako će taj novac posle biti upotrebljen za Krišnu, da je to sve okej. I čak jednom kad sam govorio protiv toga, bilo mi je rečeno da još uvijek imam materijalni koncept pravde. Da to bi bilo neobično.
It is a fact that spiritual life is beyond good and bad in in the material world.
Činjenica da je duhovni život iznad dobrog i lošeg u ovom materijalnom svijetu.
Oh, this was really Kinshana Gochana, you saved us. Thank you. Please, next time do it earlier. Yeah. There is an example of where mundane morality stops a devotee to do the right thing and serve Krishna.
Aha, postoji primjer u stvari gdje svetovna moralnost sprečava baktu da služi Krishna.
It was when Krishna requested Yudhishthira to speak a lie.
I to je slučaj kada je Krishna zahtevao od Yudhishthira da izgovori laž.
Yudhishthira said, I never spoke a lie, I can't do this.
I Yudhishthira je rekao, ja nikada nisam izgovorio laž, ja to ne mogu da učinim.
It is described that this was faulty on the part of Yudhishthira.
I objašnjeno u stvari da je to bila greška na Yudhishthirinoj strani.
But in the example which you have cited, or in examples like this, this is not that Krishna personally tells his devotees to steal in the material world. He actually says Brahmins must be truthful.
Ali u stvari taj primjer koji ste naveo, to uopšte nije to da Krishna će sad reći takvoj osobi da krade u materijalnom svijetu. U stvari Krishna kaže da Brahmana on treba da bude istinoljubiv.
There are two reasons.
Postoje dva razloga za to.
One is if you speak an untruth or act untruthful, it will create a bad reaction in the heart. You will say it again. You will lie again and again.
Jedan razlog za to je da ako govorimo laži i ako varamo, onda će to stvoriti naviku u srcu i onda ćemo to raditi iznova iznova.
A more important reason is that Krishna is the Lord and Master of Brahminical behavior, and Brahmins are truthful.
I drugi još jači razlog je da je Krishna u stvari gospodar Brahmana i oni su istinoljubivi.
Yes. And there's also a social reason.
I također postoji društveni razlog.
You know, you can't spread a movement with such by principles which are not true principles.
I u stvari ne možete proširiti uopšte pokret bilo kakav ako ne sledite te najosnovnije principe istine.
I think in the answer maybe you have also not understood it properly. I do not want to say anything about this discussion, but yes, it is a fact that spiritual life is ultimately beyond material conceptions.
Ja ne mogu da tvrdim, ja ne znam kako je tekao taj razgovor i sve to, ali mogu da kažem da je u stvari duhovni život jeste iznad svih materijalnih shvatanja.
That is if Krishna, but that only holds true if Krishna personally, you know, personally tells someone something, or if it's like clear that it's Krishna's desire, and it then it holds true.
I to važi samo onda kada nekom je to Krishna neposredno kaže i kada je očigledno da je to Krishna želja.
So Hare Krishna, we have come to 9 o'clock. It's a little late.
Malo je prekasno, 9.
Tomorrow our tour starts.
Sutra nam počinje turneja.
Thank you for coming.
Hvala vam što ste došli.
And next time we will make fresh air earlier.
I drugi ćemo put ranije pustiti svež vazduh.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. This is from morning till evening they have this someone else in the mind.
ljudi se toliko zaokupe mržnjom prema nekome da od rana jutra po cijel dan imaju nekoga u svojoj glavi i mrze ga.
My uncle is a good example.
Moj uvijek je veoma dobar primjer za to.
He is having a divorce at this present moment.
U ovom trenutku on se razveo.
And the judge had given the judgment that all the assets, that is the wealth, has to be divided and each one gets the equal half.
Presuda oko razvoda braka je bila takva da svo bogatstvo, sve što imaju, treba da podele na dva jednaka dele, svako uzme svoj deo.
So my uncle had a very good and brzo Mercedes Benz.
Moj uvijek ima jedan vrlo dobar i brz Mercedes Benz.
And he sold it for 20 marks. You understand?
Jedno ga je prodao namjerno za samo 20 maraka.
Because in this way his wife would get only 10 marks from it. which you know, ordinary, maybe he could get, I don't know,
60,000 marks, 30,000 marks.
And now he is selling this beautiful house which is worth a few million marks for, I believe, 50 marks or something crazy like
that. Sad je vjerovatno napravio tako neku ludačku stvar da tu kuću predjenu koja vredi par milijuna maraka će prodati za 50-ak.
Is, you know, he is, the object of his hatred is in his heart and he cannot think anything.
Object je njegovom srcu, njegove mržnje toliko duboko u srcu da ne može ni da misli ni nešto drugo, niti da vidi bilo što drugo od toga.
This means dvesha, hatred.
To znači dvesha, mržnja.
It is a very strong conditioning. And the last wall is called abhinivesh in Sanskrit. It means to be totally absorbed in material life. Each one of us lives totally absorbed in his world.
Svako od nas živi zaokupljen svojim sobstvenim svetom.
You know, there's school,
škola, prijatelji,
maybe diskoteka, maybe the daily news,
ili neke dnevne vesti.
And at one stage it's just stopped, at a little world.
Jednostavno, mi živimo u našom malom svetu.
And we are not open for anything which is beyond
this. Mi nismo uopšte otvoreni za bilo kakve druge stvari koje su van tog našeg malog sveta.
In essence, like people who never get out of their own backyards.
Mi se jednostavno nalazimo u situaciji da poput ljudi koji nikada ne izađu iz svog sopstvenog dvorišta.
My spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, has compared this situation with the situation of the frog in the well.
Moj duhovni učitelj Srila Prabhupada je poređivao stanje ovakve osobe sa žabom koja se nalazi u bunaru.
You know, and he told us a story that once there was a Jabat who had a friend who went to the Atlantic Ocean. And this friend, you know, came back to the, so funny, to this Jabat in the well and said, I have seen the Atlantic Ocean, so much water. The foolish frog said, is it two times as much as my well? Amen. No. Much bigger. You can't imagine how big it is. Is it four times as big? And then finally he was just for burst apart. This is some of people, you know, they just explode when they hear the Krishna conscious philosophy. It's just It's just too much for the little brain.
Previše za njihov mali mozak.
This is definitely the effect. I'm sorry, this is just so funny. I always have to all the tears come from, you know. But actually it's very sad, isn't it? This means abhinivesha. Someone is totally absorbed in his little world. So this is what we have to leave when we want to, you know, make a progress in our lives. All spiritual civilizations tell us that we must, which describes a person who is sitting near to an ocean, totally on the mental platform,
isn't it?
And he feels so sad and so alone. And then, you know, then we think, why don't you break through the walls of illusion and see?
Onda mi kažemo, just break the walls of illusion, samo probi zidove iluzije I pogledaj oko sebe.
It's a beautiful song. It has a very deep meaning, actually, to it.
Jako lepa pesma I jako duboku poruku.
Yes, we are surrounded by walls of illusion.
Mi smo okruženi zidom iluzije.
And that's why we can't see very clearly in our lives. The light of knowledge.
Zato ne možemo jasno vidjeti u svom životu svjetlost znanja.
We don't see the star, the pole star, which can guide us through our stormy lives.
Ne vidimo zvezdu svjetlosti koja nas vodi kroz naš olujni život.
So, what to do?
Šta da radimo?
Well, the first step, so to say, which an individual can take, let me say it like this. There are spiritual steps which you can do to walk through these walls.
Da vam kažem, postoje znači duhovni koraci koje možemo napraviti u duhovnom životu koji će nas provesti kroz te zidove iluzije.
I have seen in you know, in my childhood I saw one movie. There was a man who could walk through walls.
Ja se sjećam da ti se zagleda jedan film u kome jedan čovjek mogao da prolazi kroz zidove.
And just now there's in the West there's one man called David Copperfield. Have you heard about him?
Yes.
He walks through the Chinese wall, at least it looks like this.
I sad vjerojatno ste svi čuli za Davida Copperfielda koji bar tako izgleda prolazi kroz kineski zid.
Yes, it looks. I have seen the movie and I mean he goes in one side and then you see his arm coming out on the other side.
Ja sam stvarno gledao film, on jednostavno uđe u zid. Jedan ako izađe s druge strane njegov ruk.
You have seen?
Jeste vidjeli Nanda Nanda?
Yeah. I think it's a trick, isn't it?
Anything that trick, more of it.
But in the movie it was which I saw as a film, it looked as if real. And I was just a little child, I remember. Maybe must have been 7 years old.
Or 8.
Not older.
Ne,
7 or 8.
7 or 8.
Yeah. And I remember after this I thought, this is what I want to do in my life. I also want to walk through the
wall.
And then when my mother thinks I'm sleeping, I will go to my friend.
And
together we will cook something and then eat the whole night. This is what I thought as a child, yeah. And in the morning I will just sleep and no one will be able to wake me up and bring me to school.
hoću se najesti, pa ću da legnem da spam, niko neće moći ujutru da me probudi da me natra da idem u školu.
this was my child fantasy.
To je bila moja dečija fantazija.
Now where I'm in spiritual life, I'm actually thinking that I'm doing it.
A sada kad se nalazim u duhovnom životu, ja zaista mislim da radim tu stvar, da prolazim kroz zidove.
By these powerful steps which I will teach you,
sa pomoću tih moćnih duhovnih koraka koje ću
tell you about, teaching takes a whole life, but telling about it.
Ne da vas poučim, nego samo da vam kažem, ceo život treba da vas poučim od tih pet koraka.
But if you learn these steps, you can walk through the walls of illusion.
Ali ako čujete i naučite ove korake, da možete proći kroz zid iluzije.
But don't do something sensible when you do it.
Not just eat.
Yes. So the first thing really which really helps you to get rid of illusion is to hear spiritual knowledge.
Prva stvar koja vas može zaista osloboditi iluzije je to da čujete duhovno znanje.
In good association.
U dobrom društvu.
You know, when you come together, maybe with some of your friends, you should read in a book like the Bhagavad Gita and discuss.
Kada se susretnete sa svojim prijateljima, možete čitati Bhagavad Gita i raspravljati o filozofskim temama.
In Germany, we have groups of people who meet all over the country and read from spiritual scripture.
Mi imamo takvu grupu ljudi svuda po Nemačkoj koji čitaju tako duhovne spise i raspravljaju.
Or you come to the temple and listen to a lecture.
Ili dođete u hram.